The last time Alien Space Kitchen came here, they were in little bitty Studio C, all three of them with their gear, and they sounded something like this. Can find that song on the first of an ongoing project from Alien Space Kitchen, which is a series of what they're calling thematic EPs. That one from about 6 months ago, and an EP entitled The Golden Age of Global Warming, songs about the environment. They are soon to release a new one, which is a political, more topical oriented one, called Return of the Muckrakers. But in between, and just right now, they've just released the second in that series of thematic EPs. It's called Give Punk a Chance. And to celebrate, we had a chance to bring them back, the trio, back up into not Studio C, but the Sweet Room, Studio A. So with Chip Borton behind the console, assisted by John Strader, the band are Drew on guitars and vocals, Southpaw guitar, by the way, on the electric bass, Mess Noel on drum kit and vocals. We might hear a little bit of an interview recorded when they first came here, but I think our band does a pretty good job of introducing exactly what they're doing and what they're about. So let's jump back to the 8th of July for some quality time with Alien Space Kitchen.
All right. Hello. This is Alien Space Kitchen. We're in KUNM Studio A. This song's called End of the Void. It's the last song on our latest release, Give Punk a Chance. This next song is called Space Brother. I think it's the second song on our new EP. And it goes like this.
Starts on the screen, ends in a fight. Forget it going on every goddamn night. The cosmos fly gets larger than life. So you gotta go big if you wanna get it right. It's space for the water. Space for the water. Space for the water. Hello, hello, hello. Another world just hit that groove anymore. Another world just hit that groove anymore. Another world just hit that groove anymore. Anymore, anymore.
This one is called You Choose, off of volume 2 of our EP project called Give Punk a Chance. Another day of not okay, I'll find a way to get away. It's never been, it's always wrong, it's not your fault, we don't belong. It's always time to find a way, the time is now, it starts to. Tell me what you wanna do. Tell me what you want, tell me what you wanna do. Pick a place, a place to go. Things look bad, but I don't mind. I'm doing more with my free time. The future may be wearing thin, but things we're doomed to do again. You choose. Tell me what you want, tell me what you wanna do. Tell me what you want, tell me what you wanna do.
This next one's called Give Punk a Chance. It's the title track of our second EP. And there's a funny story behind it. We got finished with the record and we had this song and we were listening to the radio and they played a song that had a very similar intro. It's a song we hadn't heard before. So we went and Shazam the song, found out that it was the Flesh Eaters, Disintegration Nation from 1978. And I was like, oh, well, I'm going to have to rewrite this song. And so this is the revised version of our original. And mostly it's the same, but we had to make some changes. People like it better, though. Maybe. I'm not sure. Anyway.
I like it better.
Give Punk a Chance. Mach 2. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Most modern pop just brings me down. Songs never quite get off the ground. And the government man, he ain't your friend. He's just here to do you in. And I'm playing in a punk rock band. Playing in a punk rock band. World's messed up, you can't deny. We're gonna kick those bricks until we die. It's too much work, not enough fit. I'm so bored with the USA. I'm playing in a punk rock band. Playing in a punk rock band. Playing in a punk rock, playing in a punk rock band. Playing in a punk rock, playing in a punk rock band. That's right. So easy, you will see, it's not rocket surgery. It's so easy, you will see, it's not rocket surgery. It's so easy, you will see, it's not rocket surgery. It's so easy, you will see, it's not rocket surgery. And I'm playing in a punk rock.
rock band. Playing in a punk rock band. Playing in a punk rock. Playing in a punk rock band. Playing in a punk rock. Playing in a punk rock. God is dead. Don't ask me if I care. God is dead. Don't ask me if I care. God is dead. Don't ask me if I care. God is dead. Don't ask me. Don't ask me if I. All we are saying.
When the name came along, this band was a two-piece, and then it was a two-piece of Drew and Noel, and then you made some mess, and you brought in this bass player here. So, tell me how the band sort of changed direction and maybe ambition once you brought him on.
So after we made our first record, it was called Just Ask, and it was Noel and I. And we were just like,
we needed a bass player.
We definitely needed a bass player. And so we'd submitted that record and we won a New Mexico Music Award thing for it. And our friend Tony was like, dude, now's the time to put an ad in. And because we had just won that award, it's like a winner of awards.
So we could say award-winning band needs bass players.
And we did. And Mess called, and we had him up for an audition, and we just knew immediately. We auditioned several people, but Mess was just he knew every one of the songs. He played them like flawlessly, and it was like
played. We played did not like, ask him to, but he played until he hurt himself. You know.
Yeah, was this
for
because
like 2 hours and he was just
I bled that night and I thought that tells me and plus, you know, the other thing I liked about these guys was, you know, for musicians, they had a higher than room temperature IQ, which was really kind of nice, you know, an extra benefit.
Pride
and,
myself.
And they
on
smelled
that.
Okay. So
and
I thought,
smelled
well,
okay.
And we
so
shall.
I thought, okay,
yeah.
Let's do it.
And did you know their catalog coming in, or were you just like studying up for
well,
the audition?
Good question. What happened is I contacted Drew and he showed me where I could get the songs. I said, dude, I like these songs. This is good. You always, when you're a side musician, dude, you always go for good songs and good singing. And I thought, well, these guys got that stuff down. And so I came out of retirement and I said, I'm going to learn these songs. I'm going to play some neat bass lines of this stuff. And I got all excited. And then I went up to Santa Fe where they were living and auditioned. But I warned him, I was an old guy. And Drew says, that's okay. He says, I've heard what your bands before. He says, I like them. I said, nah, dude, I'm an old guy. And
the other piece of that was when he left me a message, he said, check out a band called Flies on Fire. He said, that's my old band with Timmy P in Los Angeles. And so I got online, I found him, I was like, wow. I would have loved to have been, and I don't say that very often. I was like, I would have loved to have been in this band. They were great, short pop songs, really catchy. Like everything they did was like super great. And
there are some videos out there if anyone wants to see Flies on Fire, and you can see Mess jumping around then.
Yeah.
And then hopefully we'll have some shows around here, and then you can come see him jumping around now.
Well, some of this is true.
The name of the next song is called The 505. And that refers to our local area code. You'll get the idea.
Never thought I'd be here. Now it's been too long. I tried to do what mattered till the next thing came along. Sometimes I think about leaving, but I don't know where I'd go. All things being equal, it's always who you know. It's always who you know. It's all just rock and roll. Done my time in the 505. I done my time in the 505. I done my time in the 505. In the 505. The 505. Now I've come to wander in some very far off land. I what you want, and it's always who you know. It's always who you know. It's all just rock and roll. Done my time in the 505. Done my time in the 505. Done my time in the 505. In the 505. In the 505. Done my time in the 505. Done my time in the 505. In the 505. In the 505. In the 505.
Hollywood High.
This is my favorite one.
This is Noel's.
It's just a fun one to play.
It's called Hollywood High, and it's kind of a, it's not, it's more grunge than punk, but it wound up on this EP as well. Here we go. Hollywood High, Hollywood Low, Hollywood's fine if you're rolling and blow. Hollywood now, yeah, and Hollywood then. Hollywood Boston, yeah, Hollywood Sand, oh yeah, oh yeah. Out of the door, into the light, out of the door, into the light, out of the door, into the light tonight, yeah, tonight. Sign of the door, not open today, sign of the door, not open today, sign of the door, not open today, hey, 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 hey. Hollywood flows, Hollywood's dark, yeah, and Hollywood glows. Hollywood's broken, yeah, with Hollywood cloud. Hollywood breaks when you figure it out, oh yeah. Whoa, yeah. Out of the door, into the light. Out of the door, into the light. Out of the door, into the light tonight. Yeah, tonight. So how this all got started was I write a lot of stuff, and we never know quite how to put it all together. We've got songs from 5 years ago, songs from yesterday, and Noel, it seems like you have a lot of songs about weather. a lot of the songs about climate. Why don't we just do something about climate and weather? And I thought, wow, just a handful of songs right here would work. And so that became our first EP. And then Terry said, you have enough songs. Why can't we just keep going and do themed EPs for, you know, your political stuff, your surf songs, your party songs, your
punk
songs. And that's where we're at.
So the thematic is not just subject matter, but also, I mean, what we've heard is, I mean, it feels like just the edge of punk, either just before or just after. That's sort of the feeling I have.
It's probably accurate.
But that's not the only groove that you play as an ensemble. So are you thinking of matching style to topic in these EPs?
Maybe not so much. We're just everything that comes through will go through the ask machine, and it will all kind of sound like us. But we have, our next two that we've recorded, one is very political, and one is, I think very political, it's sort of political. And then one is just sort of a lot of punk rock songs that we have written over the years.
Let's also just say you've been able to write a lot more since Mess joined the band.
Absolutely.
Because Mess is always willing to learn something new and always brings these amazing bass lines that make it all more interesting.
Let me speak for myself. Would you quit writing so many good songs? I can't remember them all.
That happens, and we're getting a little underwater with this. It's like because we're off recording a new thing, and we're trying to focus, you know, on stuff that's still not released yet, and so we're jumping around a lot right now.
Some of this also, I just think, needs to be documented because we keep doing new things, and then you can't keep, you know, like 100 songs always at the ready. So
is it a relief to be writing about topics that are not the usual, you know, romance gone good, romance gone bad?
It is.
Moon, June, et cetera.
I love it. That's what we love about his writing. I mean, we, like you said, we all, it goes through ass, so it's going to sound like us, you know, no matter what. But yeah, the dude, he gets all soft and fluffy sometimes, which irritates me because I'm a punk. But then other times, you know, he's, you know, a hard punker, and he just does all these things, and then he sifts them through the sifter of the three of us.
Sifter.
So there is a rumor that there is a soft and fluffy EP.
Yes.
The rumor is true.
Oh, yeah. No.
Some of the songs, we can't really play them live because some of us start crying.
Yeah. They're that sad.
Speak about playing live. You obviously, when folks hear this the first time, You're gonna be deep in the studio polishing up these two EPs and recording some more.
Mm-hmm.
Soon enough, maybe by mid to late summer, you'll come out of the studio and you're gonna be hitting the road, before you come back to New Mexico, maybe.
Well, we're not sure exactly. We'd like to do a tour out to Nashville this year. I don't know. That seems a little ambitious right now, but we've pulled them together in the past and play a few shows here for sure before and after, hopefully. This next song is off our upcoming, not released yet, EP. It will be the third one. It's called Return of the Muckrakers, and this song is called This Will Take Time.
Time for action, it's a time for facts, it's a time for breaking news, not looking back. It's a time to question what you thought was right. Can't quell rebellion, revolution, revolution night. Revolution, revolution night. World is in denial, in a downward spiral, dancing with the devil every day. All things going viral, idle homicidal, and leads us what the papers like to say. They bet it all on yesterday.
for better chances, unlocking doors. You've got to question what you thought was right. Keep well rebellion, revolution, revolution night. Revolution, revolution night. The world is in denial, in a downward spiral, dancing with the devil every day. The whole thing's going viral, idle, homicidal, at least that's what the papers like to say. They bet it all on yesterday. They bet it all on yesterday.
Oh, yes, you've been listening to Alien Space Kitchen, recorded live in Studio A. Just earlier this week, on the 8th of July, Chip Borton behind the console, assisted by John Strader. You heard Drew on the Southpaw electric guitar and vocals, Mess on the bass, Noel on vocals and drums. They're playing songs from the latest in this ongoing EP project, the Ask EP project, the album Give Punk a Chance. 8 tracks is out now. And they're currently at work on that newer one called Return of the Muckrakers. I want to let you know there is sort of a celebration of the latest EP party of sorts taking place next week in Madrid. Mineshaft Tavern will be host to Sweet Nothing and Alien Space Kitchen Friday the 19th at 8 p.m. Between now and then, some of our... some of our recent guests who will be performing at the Mineshaft include Lone Pinon, also Julian Dossett and his blues trio will also be there. And I know Julian Dossett has new work, a lot of new work. His record is due out very, very soon. So that's the Mineshaft. You can look for Mineshaft. I think it's mineshaft.org. Mineshafttavern.com, perhaps, in Madrid to find out more about it. We'll be back next week. Possibly with our Curio Cowboys, but let's leave you with one more Alien Space Kitchen song, this in preview of that forthcoming, the next EP in the project. See you next week.
Here's another number from our forthcoming EP, Return of the Muckrakers, and this one is called Let It Come Down.
Hole in my head, there's a hole in my heart. There's a hole in the road that keeps falling apart. There's a hole in us all, you're gonna see through sometime. Time's everlasting, time's running out. Time to explain what it's never about. Time of the season is the time of your life. Let it come down. Let it come down. Let it come down.
let it come down. Let it come down.